The Harbor's New Country Kicks 95.3. It's Loose Man in the Morning and my very special guest, if you will please welcome to the Kicks Morning Show, our very own Miss Grace Harbor, crowned earlier this year, Emma Dorsch is here. Hey, Emma.
Hello.
Welcome back. Now, we were talking earlier about rude things that you can do to some other people's houses, and if you go to Emma's house, don't spin her cat around in a circle. Very rude. Very
please.
Rude. I've just never heard of anybody doing that before. It just cracks me up. But we're actually here to talk about something that that Emma's going to be doing here. She's got an event coming up this Saturday, October the 15th. It'll be at the Tinderbox Coffee Roasters at 113 East Wishkah Street, which is right down there in the core of downtown Aberdeen. And you were telling me this is going to be an informational meeting for people interested in maybe running for Miss Grace Harbor and Miss Grace Harbor Outstanding Teen.
Yeah.
First of all, what time is it going to be?
So you can stop by anywhere from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. It's sort of an open house situation.
Okay.
You don't have to stay there for a full 3 hours. I would like to make that clear.
That's good to know.
Yes, it is.
And you said if you do stop by, there's a free drink in it for
there
you.
There is a free drink in it on the organization just for you.
On the Miss Grace Harbor organization. Well, that's nice. So what kinds of questions or do you think people ask? What do people usually ask you when they want to know about what it's like to run in Miss Grace Harbor?
Well, normally when I ask people if they want to run, they're like, they don't really know what the organization actually stands for and what it actually is. Because all that the community really sees about running for Miss Grace Harbor is the pageant itself.
Right.
And that's just that's the last thing that we all do together.
Tiny little part of it.
Yeah. We have rehearsals. Like, we have rehearsals every Sunday up until that week. Starting October 23rd, that will be our first rehearsal.
Oh, it's coming up.
It is coming
up. That's right. We're getting close to the end of the year, aren't we?
Yes,
it just doesn't feel like it, but we're almost to the end of October. That's November, December, January, and then pageant in February, right?
Yep, February 4th.
So rehearsals start up real soon. And so this is for people that are considering it, maybe haven't made the decision yet to do it. And you're there to maybe straighten things out and let them know here's what's what.
Yes, exactly.
What do you think is the most, I guess, underestimated part of being in the pageant as far as people's misconceptions?
Well, for me personally, it was really valuable to run because, well, I won, but I also gained so many skills, just like social skills, because I was a really shy kid growing up, and so I never would have run for Miss Grace Harbor.
Yeah.
But you get so much interview practice because interview is such a big part of the score, and so you will be so well-spoken by the end of this. You will get every job that you apply for. That is the most valuable thing.
It's true. I mean, you're what, 20?
I'm 19.
19 years old, is he? And talking to you, I feel like you're older than I am. You're just more elegant and talking with your words. And I'm over here going, I'm thinking about cookies. No, but seriously, you know, I can really tell it. And I've seen Miss Grace Harbor contestants come through. I've interviewed them going in and coming out. And I've seen kids start off in Miss Grace Harbor Outstanding Teen and work their way through Miss Grace Harbor and just see them completely transformed into this better version of themselves that they didn't even know was there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it really is a cool program. So if you are interested in running, come see Emma. This Saturday, she'll be at the Tinderbox Coffee Roasters, 113 East Wishkah Street, for a bit of an informational meeting for anybody interested in running. And clock's ticking because first rehearsal start October 23rd.
Indeed.
All right. So now how does one go to run for Miss Grace Harbor if they decide to do it? What's the process?
So we have rehearsals, like I said, every Sunday. There's fundraising involved. You have to figure out a talent that you'll perform. You gotta get an evening gown, do that walk, which I would like to make clear, the evening gown portion is not judged based on your appearance. It is based on the confidence that you exude and just your energy on stage. It's a performance thing.
It's not about what you're wearing.
No.
It's about how you wear it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. It's about you, because you can, people can see how you feel wearing the whatever you're wearing. It doesn't have to be a dress either. You can wear a suit, you can wear a jumpsuit, mm-hmm. whatever is your style. As long as you feel like a million bucks in it. Yeah.
And here's the thing. Every girl that I've ever talked to that's went through this program, whether they win or not, has said they feel like it has really helped improve their life, just being a part of it. And it wasn't about winning.
Yeah. Yeah. It, you cannot go into it only wanting to win mm-hmm. because you won't understand what it's actually about. You won't get the full experience. It's not all about winning.
Well, Emma, thanks for stopping by. Check it out this Saturday, October 15th, Tinderbox Coffee Roasters, 113 East Wishkah Street. And stop on in. If anything, you get a free drink.
Yes, and also, even just for running, you will get scholarship money because it is a scholarship organization.
Oh, that's right.
That is an important thing to mention. And
you will get scholarship money. Just by running.
Yes.
It doesn't matter win, yes. lose, where you place at all. You'll get something to help with your college experience. And that's also a very important part of it.
Yes.
Thanks, Emma. Once again, noon to 3 this Saturday. And if you missed any part of this interview, we're going to post it up today on kicks953.com. It's 8:29.
I like to think of myself as a confident backseat driver. Mom.